The main question to my mind is whether what I'm researching in research methods is the methods of research themselves, or whether I'm researching in relation to the schoolwork that I do, which is my primary motivation for doing the MA in interactive media, or whether research is actually towards the artwork that I do, my own practice, and whether I'm looking at artists that interest me from that point of view, and how that then relates back to how what I'm doing in school, because obviously as an art teacher, everything that I do and am as an artist, feeds back to what I do as an art teacher and what I'm enthusiastic about. And then that presumably relates back to what I do, looking at methodology and who and how I look at. Up until now, I've been looking over this Easter holiday. I've been looking at Aardman in particular, reading a book about Aardman and animation. Not that I want to be an animator, so I must admit I did have a thought that maybe after this MA I should do an MA in animation. But for the future, perhaps. I'm definitely thinking that I should be looking at animation, but that's not really quite where my own work is. I don't myself want to be an animator. What I work with is very definitely inanimate, more sort of paintings, although they are characters. A spoon becomes a person, a fork. It's definitely anthropomorphic. Lots of what I do has that sort of anthropomorphic character, that I'm substituting objects for people. So maybe that should be one of the criteria, anthropomorphism. The symbolism, perhaps. You can't deny that a spoon and moon is symbolic. And then the playing with words, which maybe that taps into Ginsberg and poets. Maybe there should be a poet on my list somewhere. Maybe not Ginsberg. Children's books. Lily the Pink, who's the guy that did that? Bring in a slightly more eclectic mix. There you go, enough of that.